Welcome to Verity Ed, where parents are primary. Today we are revealing all things. No, just kidding. I'm just revealing what we're doing for sixth grade this year with our curriculum choices. So listen or watch all the way through to find out the fun bonus stuff at the end and how I'm doing it, why I'm doing it, and of course with the caveat that all of this might get blown up by the middle of the year because homeschool. So stay tuned, sixth grade coming up. But first, if you have been enjoying our videos and reviews and day in the life and practical tips and all the great content that Verity Ed has been bringing, please consider joining us as a patron on Patreon. We spend a lot of our time and resources to produce this content for you. So consider buying me coffee every month and join us over there, which will be linked in the description. Thank you so much ahead of time. And now, sixth grade. Okay, so first, how do I think about sixth grade when I'm choosing curriculum pieces? Well, as always, the X factor is who is this particular child who is coming up to this grade right now and what are her needs? There's also just sixth grade is sort of a transitional year for us. And yes, I use grades in order to kind of keep my head organized. You don't have to name the grades, but this is the stage of learning where you're ready to start introducing a little more formality into analysis and logic. So we're looking at adding in formal English grammar this year. We're going to do a more formal Latin program, and we are going to start longer writing assignments that involve going back, outlining your notes, writing from your outline, and then reviewing your rough draft and producing a final draft. So we're introducing this more upper level mode of training in the skills of the liberal arts. So that's how I'm thinking about sixth grade as I'm making these exciting choices. The skills I'm focusing on this year are mathematics. We're going into pre-algebra, writing skills, and grammar. So starting with math, this particular child finished Saxon 6-5 last year, and for more on our math choices and why we make them, you can see my video or listen to the podcast on that particular topic. And so she's going in this year to the 7-6, which Saxon has these funny numbering systems, right? So 7-6 just means average seventh grade content, sort of advanced, I don't yet like the word advanced, just sixth grade content, so 7-6. It's a little more intense than 6-5 was. 6-5 is just sort of, you know, solidifying the skills of the four basic operations, decimals, fraction drills, and all that. 7-6 is faster paced. It picks up more quickly in the course of the year, and it introduces more new concepts, really getting into those pre-algebra skills. So I anticipate that this year math will be a focus of her mental energy. So that being said, math, we're going to be pushing the envelope a little bit. So in science, we're just going to back it off and make some room for fun. She and her third grade brother are going to be teamed up doing Memoria Press's Book of Insects, which I have reviewed before, and you can listen to that or watch that video through the link in the description. Now, Book of Insects is pretty laid back. It's really only meant for a half of a year or one day a week for the whole year. So we're going to use it for the first 7 weeks of the year when there are still bugs here in New England. And then again, at the end of the year for the final quarter, we'll pick up the rest of the program when the bugs emerge from their winter hibernations and hatch and all the fun things. In between, they are going to just do animal husbandry because she and her older sister, our eighth grader, run a rabbitry. We raise mini Rex rabbits for pets and sell the kits. And so there's all kinds of science going on, as you can imagine. So I feel like she's covered for sixth grade science. So like I said, science this year, we're taking it easy. We're gonna do the insects just for a little bit of formality and training and attention and discipline, habits of study. but take it really easy and focus on the math skills this year. Okay, now for her other big leap, she is going from very gentle foreign language to starting the first form series in Latin from Memoria Press. And you can see my review of the form series here or in the link in the description. And it's a big developmental leap for most kids, not because the material is more difficult. She's been memorizing Latin vocab for 2 years now, 3 years now, but because the formality of the study is definitely entering a new phase of her formation, just as a student in terms of habits. The drills are more laid out and formalized in the workbook. And so again, like math, I'm anticipating this being a little bit of a leap and just getting used to a new program and approach to foreign language. So first form Memoria Press for Latin studies in sixth grade is my pick. All right, so language arts. I'm gonna get super eclectic here because I really want to customize it for this particular child. For poetry though, I am sticking to Mother of Divine Grace's poetry list because it's got to be my favorite year of poetry. It's got the Jabberwocky, Charge of the Light Brigade, the Lake Isle of Innisfree, all the British poets. It's deep, it speaks to our pre-adolescent angst. It's just awesome. So we're doing Mother of Divine Grace sixth grade poetry schedule. Now for grammar, for English grammar, we are going to depart a little bit. Mother of Divine Grace has them using Voyages 6, which I have loved, and I really recommend it. It worked really well for my two older children. But again, for this particular child, because we're going to be pushing on the Latin grammar end of things, I feel like we can back off a little bit with English grammar, and we're going to use Easy Grammar's sixth grade program. So Easy Grammar 6 for English grammar. And for writing this year, again, normally we've used Mother of Divine Grace, which sort of integrates the writing as it emerges among the other subjects. But for this particular child, along with her eighth grade sister, I'm going to give them at least one semester of a try of Classical Academic Press Writing and Rhetoric Program, which has come highly recommended to me. I like the look of it. I've been through the workbooks. I love the content and the structure within the context of classical works of literature. So she will be doing book 4, the Crea, for the first 15 weeks or so of the year. And then we'll just see how it goes. And for spring semester, we might just do away with formal composition and focus on writing for history or doing narrations and summaries for her gospel reading, which I'll get into in a moment. But we'll just see how it goes. So make sure that you're subscribed and you've hit the notification bell because I will be dropping that real life review sometime toward the end of the fall semester. So now I'm gonna geek out because we have arrived at history and literature, which I just love. But if you're listening to this and you don't feel a little thrill going up your spine when you hear the words history and literature, that's okay. You can still give your kids a great education in history and literature, even if you didn't have that great of an experience with it. So you can just ignore me being all excited about it. You don't have to be excited about it, but it can still be great in your homeschool. So we are going to try something new here this year as well. I'm going to combine her with her third grade brother for Story of Civilization, Medieval History Cycle from Tan Books. And just a little plug, I got this program from Tan Academy, or I knew of it through Tan Academy, for which I work. And so if you would like to work with me, you can enroll in Tan Academy. Or you can just schedule a consult with just me, because I also work for myself, and isn't that awesome? Anyway, back to history and literature. So we will be doing the narrations. Each chapter in Story of Civilization, the teacher's manual comes with two narration prompts. She will be doing both of them to work on her paragraphing skills. So I'm very excited about the integration of language arts for the sixth grade level there. She'll also be doing dates memorization and geography through Story of Civilization, and I'm adding in European countries and capitals flashcards for her for the geography, just to augment it, because she is older, she's in sixth grade, she can definitely do a little more work. I will be giving her one major writing assignment in the second semester that will enable her to explore the possibilities of researching a topic that particularly has interested her about history from 400 to 1600, so she can dive into that and practice those longer composition skills. So I will be making that up. Stay tuned so that you can find out what I decide to do in January with her longer, first long paper of her academic career. So exciting. For the book list for historical fiction and literature, we are going to be using a modified version of the Mother of Divine Grace 8th grade medieval history list. This particular child of mine can read a little bit quote unquote ahead. Like, I hate saying this. Like, what does it mean to read ahead of your level? You just read at the level that you're at, right? But anyway, for the sake of semantics and communication, she's going to be using the Mother of Divine Grace 8th grade medieval historical fiction list with a few modifications. I'll be substituting in a few slightly easier historical fictions for her to keep history alive, because again, this particular child is very alive and needs history to be very exciting and dramatic, which it is naturally. So that's my plan for sixth grade history with her third grade brother. And if you're interested in joining me on this plan, please consider shopping through my affiliate links, which are in the description. I would really appreciate a little bit of the kickback because I have to buy pencils and art supplies. So thank you. And now we come to the queen of the sciences, theology. And if you would like a more in-depth discussion of how we approach theology in our home in the elementary and middle school years, you can listen to my talk or watch my video on that, again linked below and right over here where I'm pointing on the video. Sorry, Spotify listeners. But what are we doing particularly for sixth grade this year? We are going to follow the Mother of Divine Grace schedule for Baltimore Catechism memorization because we've been using it for years. It has worked very well for children of vastly different abilities and predilections and temperaments. So we're going to continue that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Am I right? We're also going to follow the Mother of Divine Grace plan for reading the Gospels of Mark and Luke. I love how Laura Bergquist integrated composition skills into reading the Gospels. So in the fall, she'll be reading Mark and outlining the chapters of the Gospel, learning how to boil down the information into a keyword outline. And in the spring, we'll switch. And when she does Luke, she'll be summarizing the chapters of the Gospel. So putting those outlining skills into a more filled out paragraphing format. So we'll be practicing composition, but delving into the Word of God at the same time, and probably more importantly, right? It's true. So that is theology for sixth grade. And if you are still watching or listening, God bless you, because here come the bonus. What are we doing for art and music, right? The fun stuff. I'm so excited for art this year. We are going to be using Ever Ancient, Ever New Volume 2, which maps onto medieval history, and we'll be using it with our third grader, our sixth grader, and our eighth grader. I came across this particular gem through Tan Academy, and that's what they use for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, so I'm like, sure, I'll give it a shot. This will be great. Make sure you're subscribed and you've hit the notification bell, because about halfway through, I will let you know how it's going for that combination of ages. I received my text and the kids' workbooks for that program just 2 weeks ago, and I've already had to hide them because I had children trying to start their art, and we still have 10 weeks before summer's over, so yeah, I had to hide the books. They're that engaging. I'm really excited. And music. I'm not going to go into this too much because we have a very long video that's one of our top performing videos, which is really cool, about how we do music in the homeschool, which is here. And for those of you listening on the podcast, it is linked in the description. So check that out. Again, this particular child, she will continue with violin lessons and her violin studies, hopefully adding in a little more fiddle this year to just like loosen things up a little bit. But hey, classical's all right too, I've heard, so she might just continue with that. But we'll continue the violin studies, we'll have the fun art, and I'm really looking forward to sixth grade, but I sure am glad we have 10 weeks of summer left. So Make sure you follow us, make sure you subscribe, and I will be letting you know how all of these best laid plans actually pan out this coming year, because we all know how the best laid plans go. But it's good to have a plan and to be excited about it. And then just the adventures of life, the slings and arrows, and the surprises, the good surprises of life will probably form how it actually pans out. So join me for that adventure. We'll see you next time on Verity Ed.